Taylor, and I'm going to read a couple of rhyming poems. I don't only write rhyming poems, but these are sort of fun to read. And the first one is just the story in a children's record, or a record that at least my father gave us when we were kids. It wasn't quite appropriate, which you'll see as we go on. It's called Benny the Beaver. Benny's tail would only drum all day while fellow beavers drug the tree limbs to the riverbank. Benny slapped his tail to bang a beat on hollow logs, keen for external analogs to the hums within his head. Benny's folks despaired. Hey, Weisenheimer, shape up or else. Else he chose, and so was helped clean off to military camp. Would it cure his cooking beat from manifesting inappropriately? Some feet. If Benny tried, it didn't show. All day long his tail did shake and set up such a strapping quake the slaving campers riled. Quod they, Benny's antics are not fair. We'd love to lollygag on air, drumming for sheer sound alone. Camp authorities thought alike and banished Benny from the dam. Dizzy, mournful Benny, damned to wander up the mountainside, thought himself worthless. So at the top he fixed a plummet off the tip. Above the tree line, odd silence fell, his footfalls each were bombs. When suddenly up from far below, a curdling yell that seemed to make his name. Benny! Did he hallucinate? The trappers are coming, Benny, set to! What's needed's a bang, a racket by you. And Benny complied. With his tail he raised a cacophony that sent the traitor's hying tail their bejesus out. Hail Benny the Beaver, to him we owe all. And indeed they did. The Benjamin School for Drumming draws the best of beavers to study drums. And Benny? He's dead. And the second one that I'll read is sort of my Valentine to W.H. Auden, who was always able to write these terrific zeitgeist poems and anchor them, tether them to the ground with a love refrain. And so I copied his method here. The poem's called Shanked on the Red Bed. The perch was on the roof and the puck was in the air. The diffident were driving and the daunted didn't care. When I came out to search for you, the lauded hit the breeze, undetonated packages, the barded built to please. The century was breaking and the blame was on default, the smallest mammal redolent of what was in the vault. The screeches shrill, the inclines full of interbred regret. When I walked out to look for you, the toad had left his net. The discourse flamed, the juror sang, the lapdog strained its leash. When I went forth to have you found, the tenured took the beach. With dolloped hair and jangled nerves, without a jacking clue. While all around the clacking sound of polished woodblocks blew. When I went out to look for you, the reductions had begun. A demento took a shop girl to a raisin dance for fun. And for you, for me, for our quest, ridiculous and chaste, the lead sky leered in every cloud its consummate distaste. The mayors queued for mugshots while the banner rolled in wind that beat at bolted windows and bore down upon the thin. And everywhere warped deliverers got bellicose and brave when I walked out to find you in the reconstructed rave. The envelopes were in the slots and paperweights were flung. When I came down to seek you out, the torrents had begun to rip the pan from handle and horizons from their shore, to rip around your heady heart, looking there for more. And I'll read another one. Called Knit in Your Will. It was it's an Epithalamion, a wedding poem. And it was written for someone who lived in New Orleans at the time. Knit in Your Will. It was dumb luck. The airline went bust, and he had to change his flight. It was fortuitous that they were passing by the dumpster in the dark. It was a real break that the agent's steak had to cook some more. Had you not come, I wouldn't have gone to the acres beyond Fuller Peak. Gentlest hull of bond, tendons that bear to wake work a gate, sentiment that brought you here, at the window in the dark, speaking tongues that I can't hear. A bayou slush and slop against the shore, the stiffened call of a Kalu bird, the waiting in a break might bear. Storm, I see the order there. Tenderly, repeated Flo, as though she knew the words. The gates unstuck, and now the flock stirs and swarms the sky.